Has anybody ever fully insulted you? Like, they didn't mean to insult you, but they said something really insulting. Has that ever happened to you?
I mean, the time that I was at the Stop and Shop and a hot chick looked down and said, I wish my dad would wear shoes like that. And I'm like, the whole time I'm sucking my gut in when I'm walking past her. I'm like, yeah, I'm looking like the stud that I am. And then she goes, I wish my dad would wear shoes. Like, oh, thanks.
That's funny. That's very funny.
And then you just go, okay, now look. Now I'm just, I'm not sucking now it in.
That reminds you of your dad.
And I thought I was, for a second in the back of my mind, I could get lucky. Suck my gut in, stick my chest out. Which way is the gym? That way or that way? Yeah, my dad. Yeah, thanks.
That's funny.
I think it's taken me 10 years to get over that, and I'm still not over it.
You're still not over it because it's the first thing that came up when I asked you.
How about you?
I get this a lot because, you and I work on the radio for so long. And when you're on the radio, people just listen to you. And for many years, they didn't really go to the website. They didn't Google. But now everybody Googles you. But like when we first started in radio 15 years ago, like nobody Googled you. So I'd show up for events and they'd go, oh, you sound so much taller on the radio. They'd be disappointed that I was short.
Yeah, they would always be blown away with how you look. It's like, I didn't expect you to look like that. Well, what did you expect me to look like?
Right.
This is I don't know what's in your head about how
but
I
it
look.
Was, but it was never a positive thing. Like, wow, you look better than it was always disappointing. Like, oh, I didn't expect you to look like that, or oh, you sound taller. Yeah. Like, it was never a compliment. It was always like something negative. They expected, I don't know who they expected to walk out of the studio, like Jennifer Lopez and Brad Pitt. You know what I mean? Like, we're in radio.
Yeah, then you get you do have a face for radio. Shut up. Found a new job for you.
For me?
Yeah, and this could be your worst job, but you're going to get paid well.
Okay.
And you don't have to show private parts. That's the good thing. It's working on OnlyFans, so you got to get an OnlyFans account.
Okay.
But this girl quit her healthcare day job and started going on OnlyFans. She earns £51,000 a month, whichever... it's probably $60,000 a month. Mm-hmm. And all she does is wash her hair.
Is she gorgeous?
Oh, it's completely gorgeous.
Oh, well, but there you go. I mean, come on. You're making it sound like I could just do that. No one's looking for me.
But I'm wondering if $50,000 a month is worth it for you to have to wash your hair 3 times a day.
Oh, yeah. It's not good for your hair. She's going to lose her hair.
But it's $50,000, $60,000 a month. And all you have to do is wash your hair. Is it worth it? Because you only wash your hair like 3 times a year. So.
No, I wash my hair a couple times a week, just not every day.
But would you do it for money?
Yes, of course I would. Yes, yes, yes. So wait a second. I mean, is it just like, can anyone do it? Or do you have to look like her? You got to look like her, right?
Probably. I mean, she gets requests for tickle videos. So they like to tickle videos and hair washing. And her hair's really long. She looks like Jenny Garth when Jenny was 18.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. It's weird. Like, I was hotter when I was younger than I am now, but I've never been like a hot chick. You know what I mean? That girl's a hot chick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's ridiculous. Please.
Yeah.
You show me a picture of her right now, by the way. That's why I had that reaction. Bella Grace is her name. Yeah. She's ridiculous hot. Beautiful, beautiful girl. Really, really. And you know what? Not just pretty, but she has that energy that she looks really likable as well. Like, I want to watch those videos.
But you have to pay for her to wash her hair. And then the water has to drip off the bottom of your hair, which you would hate.
Yeah, I don't like that.
So you have to do that, but you get paid. So she quit her healthcare job, and now she's doing this. But you don't have to show no boobies or nothing. You just got to wash your hair.
No, but you got to look like that. You got to start out looking like that. You know, I mean, there's plenty of women that look like that, that do stuff like they do all the, you know, the ASMR.
Right.
Shh, let me in the whisper stuff and all that. You know, the whisper stuff, everyone can whisper, but if you whisper and look like me, you'd be like, shut up, lady. Whereas if she's whispering, you're like, oh, yes, more, please. Yeah, oh, hi. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just, you got to start out looking like that. Sorry. If, you know, we need an audio only fans. We need like an oral fans or something.
I'm going to buy that
$1 million
website.
Idea. You should. We, if we started just an audio one, you know, with like phone sex.
Oh, yeah.
Who cares what I look like? I can do that.
You can lie to people.
You and I could both do it.
We can put this video, we can put this photo up of this girl and say, this is you.
No, you can get sued for that. You can't do that.
Oh.
Hmm. Yeah, you can't do it. Well, no, what we could do is they have that new photo app where you can make yourself look like an anime character.
Right.
No. So we could.
No, we need to do this in the metaverse.
Okay.
So
go on. Tell say more things.
I think the metaverse is going to be the next thing. And I've been looking into this. It's the coolest thing you've ever seen. So it's a whole new world. Snoop Dogg, the reason why I looked up the metaverse and I'm getting into it is because Snoop Dogg bought a house in the metaverse.
Okay.
And people are buying houses next to Snoop Dogg's house in the metaverse because they want to be Snoop Dogg's neighbor.
Yeah.
So you wonder what the metaverse is. Walmart has a metaverse trial out there. And it's really, you walk down the aisle and you pick different things and put it in your shopping cart.
And then do you actually buy it and they send it to you?
And they send it to you. It shows up at your house, but you're actually have the goggles on. You're walking down. There's a lady that pops up. She's talking to you. I saw that you need spaghetti sauce. Here's some spaghetti sauce. You look at the spaghetti sauce and it's all the spaghetti sauces and you can pick one.
Ooh, I love that.
And then you go down the milk aisle and you take a milk and you put it in there and she goes, oh, I just looked. Your refrigerator says you have enough milk. You can put that one back.
Oh, so they know what you've been shopping for. They know how much stuff you have and don't have. Like you put in,
and they keep in your refrigerator. Your refrigerator talks to that girl, and they figure out what you need. It's the craziest thing.
Wow, that's really out there.
And you can go to meetings,
and then you get, to go home, and you're next door to Snoop Dogg's house
in the metaverse. So you can go to bars in the metaverse, and there's all these people here, and you can just have conversations with them.
I don't want to have conversations with people at bars in the real world. Why would I want to do that in a metaverse?
But what I'm saying is the metaverse, you can be your avatar. So you can do the voice thing and wash your hair because you can be a hot avatar. You don't have to be a you avatar. You can make it hotter.
Okay, so if I do a hot avatar, is there like a metaverse version of OnlyFans where somebody will pay me?
There probably by summertime there will be.
I don't have that long.
See, people are making avatars that look like them. Screw that. My avatar looks like Brad Pitt.
Right.
I'm Brad Pitt avatar.
Mine looks like the stupid hot girl from The Peacemaker.
Exactly. That's her. And that's you. Yeah. And you go, wow, your voice is hot. You're hot as hell. You live next to Snoop Dogg. You go to Walmart. Wow. You're amazing.
But how do I make money is what I want to know. It sounds like they want me to pay them. I want to get paid. How do I get paid?
Well, that's the metaverse. That's where you go. And it's the OnlyFans metaverse. And you're hot, and they listen to your real voice. It's your real voice.
But there isn't a OnlyFans metaverse yet.
There will be. I'm telling you.
All right.
Are you going to tell me they're going to make a metaverse, a whole universe online, and there's not going to be porn involved?
Oh, they did it for porn. Are you kidding me? Porn was the reason why they did it.
Right. So you look into it. You watch some of these videos. That's the next step. We're going to be talking about this in 10 years going, we talked about the metaverse, like, you know, the
in
Today
2022.
Show. Today Show was talking about the internet back then going, what is this internet thing?
Right.
Yeah, it's the greatest thing.
Yeah, February 16th, 2022, we talked about the metaverse. So just put a pin in that and talk to us next year when you're all about like metaversing.
And you're playing with yourself while listening to Cooper on OnlyFans Metaverse. And her hot avatar that looks like the chick from Peacemaker. Telling you it's going to be the next thing.